KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The man behind the assassination of Richmond's municipal manager has been found guilty. The Pietermaritzburg High Court has convicted Sabelo Pewa for the 2017 murder of Sibusiso Sithole. At the time, Sithole was investigating fraud and corruption involving tenders and kickbacks at the municipality. He was shot and killed at the local licensing office while on his way to brief the council on what he had uncovered. National Police spokesperson Athlinda Mate says the SAPS Political Killings Task Team took over the case in 2018, which led to Pewa's arrest. She says the firearm found in his possession was linked to several other murders,
including that of Amos Ngobo, whose wife had ordered his hit. The wife turned state witness and was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment. On the 1st of July, Sabelo Pewa was found guilty of the murder of the municipal manager, Sibusiso Sithole, murder of Amos Ngobo, the attempted murder of police officers at the time when they were effecting his arrest, possession of an unlicensed firearm, and lawful possession of ammunition.
Sentencing is expected to be handed down at the Durban High Court at the end of the month. Higher Education Minister Nombuhle Nkabane says parties rejecting her department's budget are anti-transformation. She delivered her budget vote speech in the National Council of Provinces in Cape Town yesterday. It was rejected by the EFF, MK Party and the DA. It comes as the minister is being pressured to resign due to allegations of lying about an advisory panel responsible for appointing board members at CETA. Yesterday, the DA also laid criminal charges against her, saying the country needs an accountable and transparent minister. While in rejecting the budget, the EFF said Nkabane had failed tertiary students, while the MK Party cited the lack of funding for institutions in poorer communities. Nkabane says these parties are against the budget of South Africa.
You know, when you are against transformation, it irritates a lot when you see a young woman leading such a huge ministry in your presence. It's misogyny. I understand it. I know where it is coming from. And worse when it is a black woman.
And abroad, Donald Trump says Israel has agreed to the necessary conditions for a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. president is also calling on Hamas to back the deal to bring an end to the fighting. It comes as more than 150 humanitarian organizations call for an aid distribution system backed by the U.S. and Israel to be shut down. They say Palestinians face chaos and deadly violence when trying to access food. Staying abroad, the White House says it's halting some key weapons shipments to Ukraine that were promised under the Biden administration. It says the decision was made to put America's interests first following a review of their military support to countries across the globe. It's as Ukraine contends with some of Russia's largest missile and drone attacks of the three-year-old war. Back home, Durban 23, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 26. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
Yeah, and coming up in your sports, Real Madrid have booked their place in the Club World Cup quarterfinals. Rassie Erasmus, from a coach, he's named a very strong side to face Italy. And Coco Gauff has been knocked out of Wimbledon.